As you awaken to your history, you will begin to open your ancient eyes. These are the eyes of Horus, which see not through the eyes of a human being, but from the point of view of a god. They see the connectedness and purpose of all things, for the ancient eyes are able to see into many realities and to connect the whole picture, the whole history. When you open the ancient eyes within yourself, you will not only be able to connect with your own whole personal history, you will be able to connect with the planetary history, the galactic history, and the universal history. Then, indeed, you will find out who your gods are. Once upon a time, there were beings who wanted to create something. In order to do this, they needed to go in and very subtly change a part of creation. These beings worked for, were associated with, and carefully guarded an aspect of consciousness called light. At different times, these guardians of light met and worked together and crossed paths in the different realms of reality. They planned, they shared blueprints, and they designed a time when their plan would go into effect. These beings had a plan to prepare for the time when that light would fit. These beings are you, and that time is now. The time has been carefully orchestrated, and each of you knows, in the deepest portions of your being, that you have come here for a purpose. The purpose, of course, is for each individual to become sovereign and for the planet to unite. Not everyone is going to make the shift. Everyone is not in the vibration that wants to work in harmony at this time. There are those on Earth who will feel as if they are in states of ecstasy when they find what they think is a new authority, a higher authority, a new paradigm, animal gods, or whatever. So the family of light, as it has infiltrated and penetrated this planet, is going to create its own planetary sphere, its own Earth. Over the next number of years, those who come from the skies may not be members of the family of light. They will be the mirror of those upon the planet. We have said to you that your lesson is authority, to become your own authority, and to stop giving over your decision-making process to governmental people or parents or teachers or gods. It is time for the people of Earth to become sovereign. You are beginning to feel what may be coming. It is an awesome task to carry light. Once you put it in your body, there is no stopping it. There is no saying, "I quit the light team. I won't be recognized as a member of the family of light." Some of you may want to do this sometimes, but once light is there, that is it. Many of you who have studied and used your own discernment will be shocked and appalled at the foolishness and ideological worship that the rest of the human race will express toward certain beings from space who pass themselves off as your creators, even though they do not have bodies that look like yours. They will be able to do many things and will share many technologies. They will perhaps cure certain diseases that they helped create in the first place by teaching germ warfare to your planetary scientists. Oh, dear humans, you are in for such an adventure, and only you can carry this adventure out. When you begin to live all that we teach you, to trust identity, to trust synchronicity, to trust being a part of a plan, then you will find that even in the midst of great calamity and incredible odds, you will be able to defy the laws of humanity. All of this is to be felt. Allow your brain cells to click into being without your rational conscious mind wanting to define things down to the most minute detail. This experience involves raising a feeling inside yourself, and then one day, at one moment, in one afternoon, having an overwhelming sense of knowing, having a composition of 1,000 pages long come alive in 5 seconds of divine ecstasy. You hold the history of the universe within your physical body. What is occurring upon the planet now is the literal mutation of your physical body, for you are allowing it to be evolved to a point where it will be a computer that can house this information. Before you came into the body, all of you committed to designing events that would fire your codings or blueprints that would activate your memories. Then you came into the body and you forgot. All of you have had your blueprints and codings fired to some extent because you understand that there is a divine purpose or divine plan that you are a part of. The firing of the codings and the realization of your identity are going to become phenomenally intense. The reason for this is the evolving DNA. When you have 12 helixes of DNA in place, those helixes will begin to plug into the 12 chakra system. The 12 chakras are vortex centers loaded with information that you must be able to translate. You are evolving yourself even when you are not on the planet, and you are perhaps more involved with other identities of yourself. You have to become super beings in whatever reality you enter because, as members of the Family of Light, the branch of renegades, this is your forte. You purposely came to this planet to give yourself such a challenge so that you could be defiant, not in a way that would give you problems or create disharmony, but in a way that would create harmonic defiance. Through your harmony, you are defiant toward the old vibrational frequency. The present evolutionary system, designed by the Creator Gods to step you up a number of dimensions or frequencies, is based upon the evolution of the 12 helixes that correspond to the 12 chakra centers, 7 within your body and 5 outside your body. This is simply the way the system plugs in. Some people will be functioning with the 12 helixes within a short period of time, while others around the planet will not receive this shift until later in the decade. This is simply because each individual is coded to be given the frequency when they are capable of integrating it. Many are already having a difficult time integrating the changes at this early stage of the plan. A large majority of the humans on Earth have convinced themselves that there is only one reality and there can be no other. This could be the downfall of the human race. As the helixes come into full force in a person, there is an awakening of the person's inner knowledge, knowledge that goes beyond what the person has been taught. This inner knowledge is knowledge of self, knowledge that says there is much more than this physical world. Believe it, know it, understand it. There are multitudes of chakra centers, and there are multitudes of potential helixes that can form. Right now, the common denominator with respect to the number of helixes and chakras that the consciousness of humanity can handle without destroying itself is 12. So we are dealing right now with an involvement of 12 helixes to plug into the 12 chakras. As mentioned before, 7 chakras in the body and 5 chakras outside the body. The 7 chakras in the body are not too difficult to work with because if you allow yourself to feel, you can physically touch and locate all of them. The first 3 are the chakras of survival, sexuality, and perceptual feeling. The 4th chakra is the heart, center of compassion and connectedness to all things. The 5th is the throat chakra, which relates to speaking. The 6th is the 3rd eye, the vision. The 7th is the crown chakra, which opens to the knowing that one's identity goes beyond the physical form. When you get to the 5 outside of the body, you must begin to find new ways to figure out what is going on with something that you don't even know for sure is real. The 8th chakra is within your realm of activity. It hovers 12 inches or more above your head. Most people keep the eighth chakra center close to their physical body. The ninth chakra is close as well, within a few feet of the body. Once nine helixes are formed, this chakra will move out into the atmosphere of Earth to become more of an earth chakra connecting into the gridwork. It is a link. The 10th, 11th, and 12th chakras are much further out. The 10th chakra, once it is in line and plugged in, will be in your solar system. The 11th chakra will move out into your galactic system, and the 12th will be located and anchored someplace in this universe. You will receive information from these personal centers, for they are collective centers as well, just as your other personal chakra centers are collective centers. As you learn to translate the chakra experiences, you will discover that life is not the same anymore. As you explore your current body, identity, and lifetime, do it quickly. You do not have years to study them. As the information in your DNA is retooled and replugged in, you will be able to feel how the events from this life connect and blossom and have a thread of purpose with many different places that you have lived and many different identities that you have occupied. You are not alone. You could not do this alone. Even when we say to you that you are the standard bearer of your soul, there are other aspects of yourself that have figured the story out and are coming back into your time period to create this vortex of energy that is going to affect all realities. We cannot emphasize enough the importance of these times and the excitement and joy of what they hold, as long as you are willing to change. DNA carries the coding, for this genetic material and its helixes are made up of light-encoded filaments, tiny gossamer threads that carry information the way fiber optic systems do. The pillar of light that you use to activate yourself and to bring information into your body is also composed of light-encoded filaments. These light-encoded filaments carry a vast amount of data and information, and your body is filled with them. When bundled together and placed in a certain alignment, the light-encoded filaments work together and release information that makes sense of the history they carry. The task you have before you is to consciously command, intend, and will the evolvement of your DNA. Commanding and willing and asking for this is not easy, for you must move through many identities. From the historical perspective of your multidimensional existence, or essence, or soul, you have been all kinds of characters, and some of these experiences have been painful. They have been challenging and difficult. The light-encoded filaments are a tool of light, a part of light, and an expression of light. These light-encoded filaments exist as millions of fine thread-like fibers inside your cells, while counterpart light-encoded filaments exist outside of your body. The light-encoded filaments carry the language of light geometry, which carries the stories of who you are. These light-encoded filaments were not previously able to come onto the planet because there was a pollution created by the dark team that kept them out. The information in the filaments was left inside of you, yet there was no logical way to make sense of it. So, in the present time, how do you find the information? The information is going to reveal itself to you. That is the process. You don't have to go looking for it, because this revelation is your heritage and who you are. As the DNA begins to form new strands, these new strands will travel along a nervous system in the body that is being developed at this time, and memories will come flooding into your consciousness. You must work to develop this nervous system, to pull light into your body, to oxygenate your system, to learn how to move through energy accelerations, and to call more ideas and experiences into your body. As this process begins to grow and nurture itself in your body, simply observe it, for you will want to know how to access it. Getting stuck in your dramas is like reading one of your books over and over again and not letting all of the information in other books come together. There is more. There is a whole story. DNA holds the code. It holds the blueprint of identity, the plan for existence, the history of the universe, and the history of life in this particular locale. And it is stored within the cells of humans. The original DNA of the stewards of this planet, the human occupants, had a genetic blueprint that was based on the number 12. The 12 strands of genetic material are therefore connected to many other representatives or informational sources that also number 12. Remember, reality mirrors reality. The 12 strands of information hooked the human occupant up with corresponding information centers in and out of the body. We call Earth the living library because you all have an image of what a library is. It is a place where information is stored and available. We use this analogy because we intend to evoke the image that everywhere you go, you are in a library. You just haven't figured out yet how to translate the information or recognize where it is in the library. Humans were designed to be the key to access this information in the living library. Right now, 12 is the system that connects, and if you look around, you will see it everywhere. It was a symbolic insertion for a reason, so that you would someday figure out that it connects you to something somewhere else. It is not your natural rhythm, but it is a group agreement to use the energy of 12 in many different systems of reality. It is a coded formula. Many things that make no sense to the logical mind make a tremendous amount of sense to the light-encoded filaments and to the body as it is becoming more sensitive. There was a reason to build the libraries in the first place, for the pulsation of tyranny was beating at the time. There was concern on the part of certain energies, the keepers of time, that information might get into the wrong hands. So, very playfully, the libraries were designed in many different modes. The other libraries or worlds are not at all like your world. The task for the keepers of time was to engineer a project through which consciousness could evolve, have information, and be utilized to access information. Originally, the role of the human occupant as the way-shower to the library was one of great honor. Without the human occupant, one could not access the library, and the more tuned in the human occupant was, the more one could access the library. The human occupant had a certain pride in being loose enough and connected enough to find the data in all things. You are going to discover someday that sex is part of the process. When you own your own sexuality, you will see the opportunities you have to express it, and you will decide whether you want to express it in those ways or not. Sexuality has been used to spark the library card. There is something very dangerous in this, however, because it has been misused. That is why it is very important to own your sexuality and be very certain whom you share it with. We don't want any of you to be in a position to be bought or enticed. You are advised to look and see if you experience others as being honest and having integrity, or whether they are flattering you. You are becoming stewards for power. You benefit by participating in the event of life. By simply being in physicality, you are endowed with experiences and characteristics that you cannot gather anywhere else. To be part of physicality on Earth at this particular time and during the last 200,000 to 300,000 years is a very potent event indeed, because it means that you have come into a place where darkness has been reigning. The nature of existence on Earth has been a struggle between light and darkness for many eons. Some would call it a struggle between good and bad, or upliftment and evil. We will simply say that it is an event and place where certain laws and rules exist, and that Earth is certainly not the only place in existence that deals with these kinds of challenges. You are in the decade that we have labeled the unnamed decade, the 1990s. It is during this time that all the great events are going to begin to occur upon Earth. Many events have already been occurring, but they have been sequestered away in little compartmentalizations of officialdom. Those of you who are ancients, who are the masters awakening as you awaken, we want you to be able to see out of the ancient eyes and to awaken something that you know, something that you remember, something that is deep inside. You are going to need to trust yourself and rely upon yourself. You need to be able to see, to understand what you are seeing, and to translate the grander vision for others. It is up to you, and only you, to undo the locks and allow yourselves to go forward. We have spoken about your beliefs and the importance of thought. We emphasize over and over again that you are a result of thought, that thought is, and that this is the essence of understanding, manipulating, and working within your world.